No one knows what it's like to be a Cats fan. 27% possession. Podcaps FC. And no one knows what it's like to do a podcast when no one listens. Podcaps FC.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to podcast.
Oh, hey, we're famous now.
Don't do that in the middle of the intro. Don't get overwhelmed by the video thing right away.
Okay.
My name's Chris James. I'm the co-host. This is Podcabs, and we are live streaming, video streaming in high definition, and it's very distracting when you do that. John, he's mugging for the camera and looking into it and doing all kinds of wrestling-like moves. And I don't like it. And it was not what I was expecting when I set up the live stream. My name is Chris James, co-host, as I was discussing. Say your name.
John Cullen. Because people are still going to be listening to the audio.
Almost exclusively.
Right, yeah.
Almost exclusively the people are going to be listening to the audio.
Because how are people going to be able to see the live stream?
Well, it's not live. Will you be posting it up after? Right. None of this is live.
Right, that's true. Okay, so how are people going to be able to see the recording of us recording?
Well, what we're going to do is...
too confusing?
No. No. What we're going to do is we're going to let people slide into our DMs. We're going to open them up. And then we'll get anyone who's a big fan, they can send a... they can just send to us what they... basically... we're going to send, I'll Dropbox it, Google something, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Google it or whatever.
Hey,
yeah.
Get the heck off of there. Okay, so you can see that.
Yeah, you can see it now.
You can see
how mean Chris is to his cat when the cat's really not doing that much.
Well,
because I have said that in past episodes. That he
and we
is
can't
actually
talk about it so loudly if John forgets that.
What do you mean?
Technically, we're not supposed to talk about the
cat
so loud.
Right, sorry, yeah.
Anyways, but yes, that is a big thing. If you're listening right now and you wonder, what does the cat look like and I want to see it, then that's a great thing for the live stream. But how do we get it? That's the key.
Right,
and
yes, we're in the middle of talking about that.
Because we are going to send it to people, but you need to, the little, that's not nice, the little thing that you have to give to us, just a little donation, and that donation is a Whitecaps poem.
Yes, because we can then use those poems to buy groceries.
So no,
thank
John,
you for donating to the show.
No, John. John is one of these guys who's always thinking about making money off of things.
Yeah, exactly.
But
I'm an entrepreneur.
See, I think it's better to get it out there to people, and I want to see some fucking poems. I want to see some good poems about the Whitecaps, and
cool.
Anything is good.
Cool.
Haiku, anything.
Can you eat the poems?
John, are you doing badly? Do you need money?
No, I'm doing great.
Okay.
I just want more money.
Yeah. So we're going to have to do a little bit of a short show because we have to go to do a comedy show.
Yeah, we're on the same show.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting.
You know what's really weird is John is changing drastically with the live stream. I did not foresee this. He's really distracted by it. And you seem full of yourself.
Yeah, I totally am.
But... okay. See, I kind of saw that a little bit, but I didn't know. I didn't know it was going to be such a problem. He literally has not stopped mugging for the camera since we started.
Yes, I am not doing it right now.
Yes. All right. So we're going to talk a little bit about a fantastic win that we all watched together.
You came down and sat with the Breakfast Club, or stood, I guess.
Sat. Don't even say that.
Someone
thing. Could be listening and they could say, wait, they sit in the game?
Yeah, they're like, oh, what the hell are they doing, you know?
And John is trying to open the water bottle right now.
I opened it. I got it.
And you can see that on the live stream as well. And I just did a little mug for the camera.
Yeah, now who's mugging? Now who's full of themselves, eh, Chris James?
Still mostly you. But yeah, we are on the show and
a fun sound.
God, I didn't know that all of these things were going to become such a problem immediately. I apologize, everybody. And
this is what I'm like all the time. I always look over that way. It just happens that there's a camera.
You don't. Right now. You're lying. Anyone that watches, even if you listen, you don't even have to watch. You could just.
Oh, hi, cat.
Shh. Even if you're just listening. Even if you're just listening, you can tell that John is being different. You can tell. You know, it's like when your friend is around other people that aren't your friends, and you just notice that they're talking differently.
That's true, but I'm not doing that.
Well, then how could it be true? Okay.
No, like your analogy was good.
Yes. Is what I'm saying. It could only be good if it was... Okay. So,
well, no, that's a nice 3-2 win,
a match that we should win, and I said that in the beginning of the match. I said,
although RSL has been playing very well recently.
Yeah, and they did. I mean, they scored twice against us, two weird kind of goals. I mean, one really.
Well, one really. Goal, it was probably not really very good.
It wasn't a good goal.
Usted's fault.
Usted's fault. Yeah, everybody wants to bail him out there, but I'm sorry. I know that it's that the.
Have been bailed
don't,
out.
You did the thing again where you went
right,
forward.
Right, but see, you're saying I'm mugging for the camera, but I do that all the time.
No, that wasn't about the camera. That's just another annoying thing that you do.
I don't know if your cat likes me right now.
No, my cat respects people who respect audio. Isn't that right, sweetie? Okay, so...
How do you respect audio?
This live stream thing was a really bad idea. I apologize to the listeners and people who just cannot write poetry, people who want to watch.
Yeah, because it does have to qualify as a poem.
No,
or like,
I mean, everything does. That's poet. Do you understand what poetry is?
Well, yeah,
I could
have an
write
English degree.
You do?
Yeah.
So you understand that if I said I fart farts, that's a poem. You understand that, right?
I mean,
that's a poem.
I guess technically.
Well, what else is? What do you mean technically? It is a poem.
Well,
in what way is it not?
Okay, well, it's kind of like, it's a blank verse. It's like a free verse poem.
Mm-hmm.
So,
exactly.
Free
verse poem is what you use to describe something that doesn't fit into any of the other categories. But it's poetry. It's art. You know, it's how you're feeling. And if you were my English teacher and I brought to you, I said, this is my project.
Yeah, I'd give you an F.
And I'd say F is for farts, and that would be my next fucking poem.
But that would be funny. I would laugh if you said that. I would still give you an F, but that would be funny.
But then what if my next poem was, I fart farts. I got an F. F is for farts. What if that was my follow-up poem? Does that show creativity?
Not really. I would still give
you... Not really? You don't think that shows creativity?
No, I mean, I think I would probably give you an F again because I'd be afraid to
give you... Ooh, it looks like somebody's trying to get me another poem idea.
Well, that's because I was going to say I maybe would give you a D, but then that would be a problem.
Yes,
I would say... You can understand how that would be a problem.
Totally, I would say I fart, but not of my dick.
Exactly. D is for dick.
And we've lost all of the Whitecaps fans.
Yeah, well, whatever. They know what they're getting into.
Well, speaking of Whitecaps fans, though, so at this game, as we all know, 3-2. The
3-2 win.
Held on.
Real Salt Lake. That's a real team name. And I think we made fun of them a lot last time.
No, it was Minnesota. It was Minnesota United FC.
Well, that was funny too. But I feel like, no, because wasn't there an episode where the title of the episode was like... Where Real, we did like a Real pun.
Oh, yeah, that was when I was making puns for all of the titles.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think we did it in the episode. I was just making puns, all the titles.
No, but we had played RSL then.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did, definitely. You're right. Yeah, that's true.
But yeah, so all I'm saying is I feel like we've made fun of them before for having a very stupid name.
Yeah. Well, if we didn't, then their name is stupid.
Yeah, it's a very stupid name. More
because
like Real Stupid Lake.
It's like, you know what would be really... Yeah, it's like having your team, like there's a new team. It's in Nashville. It's called the Nashville Barcelona.
Yeah, it's... I mean, it's not exactly like that.
Yeah, it's exactly like that.
Well, not really, because Barcelona is a city and Real
it is
team.
Exactly like that.
I don't think it's exactly like that. And see, you would never point at me if we were just alone.
Agreed.
So it is.
Agreed.
That is a mug.
That was actually for promo.
Oh, okay. Oh,
that
just
was...
to like for a little freeze frame.
Not even. Slow-mo with some
right,
intense music
really, okay.
of me giving the heavy point into your face.
Right,
see, I'm thinking about that. I'm the person who puts all this stuff together. You come, you sit down in a fucking seat, you're a passenger, and I'm a driver.
I mean,
in a lot of ways...
I mean,
except for in the way that like you are literally driving us to the other show.
I am, yeah.
And
I
will
have a car,
will be the passenger.
And you don't even have a driver's license. So that is that is a very real thing. And have you ever had a driver's license?
Yeah. But I have no need to drive anymore at all. In fact, the truth is I don't really like to be I try I like to, I've
You like to walk.
Yes.
But UBC is way too far.
Yes.
You couldn't. It would take you 2 hours at least to walk there.
I wouldn't walk that. I would take a bus. And that's the thing. The B-line goes out to UBC. So it's not terrible because the B-line's right outside of my house.
Right.
And
but then you have to get on the bus. Like, be on the bus. You know,
it's not I'm not. Yeah, I don't usually ride the bus. I usually ride the SkyTrain or walk. That's generally, and right. I live close enough to each of the SkyTrains that I can walk to both of them within kind of 15 minutes, either line. And so I usually do that because you can count on the SkyTrains. And it's a thing for me, like, mentally. I don't like to have a bus where it could be late and that stresses me out.
Right.
So I just, that you can count on your legs and you can count on that SkyTrain coming.
You can count on your legs for now, you know, knock on wood, right? But
don't, that's bad for the sound. And also, what, my legs will be fine.
Well, I mean, you don't
know. Well, I'll die eventually.
Well, I know that, but I mean, but.
Do you?
Things could also happen to your legs. I mean, well, yeah, I have a pretty good idea.
Well, because, yeah. But the thing about it is we don't know about the future if we could start to, like, pervert things and make it so that we could, you know, like...
Yeah, but are we going to save you?
Who? No.
Exactly.
No. Oh, God, no. No. All right,
we're
so... Not.
So we played Real Salt Lake.
And
we liked...
Greg A.
Oh, right, we're talking about the fans.
On Twitter.
Yes.
At Greg A. You noticed during the match, because you're on your fucking phone... Somehow, I'm watching the match.
Because I care about our brand.
Our brand is fucked, man. We have 100 listeners.
Yeah, it is fucked because you're driving it.
Yeah, true.
I'm trying to help it out.
That is true. I'm doing a lot of things to affect it in a negative way.
You are.
I'm attacking other people from other shows. Attacking listeners.
Yeah.
Making comments.
Threats.
Don't stop saying threats for legal.
Yeah, but you have done that, though. You know what I mean, though.
Oh, no. And
we're both looking at the listeners like, you know
no,
what
because
I mean.
Because I was doing
yeah,
the,
you were doing
I was doing
that.
The zip it, but then
yeah,
I realized
it,
we're on video, so people will see that. They give us a good old Whitecaps poem.
Yeah.
And by the way, it has to be about the Whitecaps, but it could be, and only one person can use this, but it could be Eric Hurtado farts. Eric Hurtado farts farts. That
I mean,
is...
I
John,
hope no one uses
don't,
that.
Don't... I implore you, and I think it will be Sam Brown.
Maybe, yeah. Well, Sam doesn't like me, that's for sure.
Yeah, and Sam Brown, if you did do that, you would just really be number one in my books. And anyone that does that really will jump to number one in my books.
But you said only one person can do it, so how will they know that someone has already
done it? Because I'll post it on Twitter as soon as someone does. John,
okay.
Do you understand how fucking communication works on the internet? Don't you have a communications degree?
No, I have an English literature.
So Greg A. at English Literature?
Yeah.
Oh, Geoffrey Chaucer.
Yeah.
See?
You said an author.
Well,
congratulations.
But you studied him, didn't you?
The Canterbury Tales, sure.
Well, of course. When you're a child, you study the Canterbury Tales. Okay, so Greg...
Also an adult.
Greg A., yeah, if you don't have fun movies to watch.
Yeah, exactly.
Greg A, we need to get this out.
Yeah,
people are annoyed right now. They're like, what the fuck about him?
Like, who? Yeah, tell us.
Except for him. He's
we're
loving
gonna,
it.
We're going to kill
he's
him. That's what you were going to, you know. That's
I wasn't
going to
say
No, but that's what
that.
People are probably thinking. Like, oh, he's about to threaten
Why
this guy.
Why would you say? He's not even a celebrity.
Well, he's a great guy. Seems like it.
Now this guy's going too far the other way because he knows he's just made a threat against his life. Greg, I apologize.
I haven't. I'm saying that's what the listeners were thinking you were going to say.
That I would threaten Greg.
Yes.
Yeah. They know me better than that, the listeners.
I don't think they know you exactly right.
No, they know that I would threaten someone from the Whitecaps, but not a listener. I would not threaten. Well,
that's
I have
not true at all. Literally the last episode you threatened a listener.
He's not a listener.
Yeah, yes, he is.
No, he isn't.
Well, not a regular listener,
he's
but he has listened to the show.
Yeah, he's an ex-follower of me on Twitter.
Well, did he ever follow you? I thought it was just a straight block.
You're right.
Yeah. I thought it was just a straight up. You like that?
But I can still, because I have many Twitter accounts.
True.
So I can access his account easily. That noise.
You
kind of
made it sound threatening again.
No,
like,
I didn't mean
ooh,
it. Like...
I have many accounts. I can access him at any time.
No, I didn't mean it.
Because you were talking
like...
about doxing him last episode.
I've
so
been
now...
talking a lot about that lately about with other people.
Yeah, so.
But so no, I will not do
that. I like
that
I got two drinks. I got a ginger beer and I got a water. It's really nice.
Ginger beer. That's a really, such a lame thing for someone who doesn't drink to drink, but I do drink it too.
It's pretty delicious.
Yeah, really good one if you live in Vancouver, and if you don't, no, actually, some people don't, right, who listen? A few people. I think there's some people abroad, certainly Yurke. Yeah. He lives in Ottawa.
Yeah.
But the Lido, they have a fantastic local ginger beer there.
Do they make it, or is it Dickie's?
It might
be
Dickie's.
Usually the one that's on tap, if people have it on tap.
It's in a bottle.
Oh, it's in a bottle.
Yeah, okay. and it looks like lemonade.
Does it have a white label on the bottle?
I don't know, John. Now,
oh, I thought you really liked. Uh-oh. Fire alarm. It's not. It's not a fire alarm. It's fine.
Oh, I could hear. Oh.
There was a beeping outside, but it wasn't the fire alarm. You're safe. Yeah, it's just your vent, your fridge.
I mean, this is a nightmare.
I mean, how long have you lived here?
For audio files.
You should know these sounds.
I hate them, though. I just want everything to be perfect.
Yeah, but it's a podcast about a soccer team in, so like, the 15th best league in the world. I mean, I don't think we have to be too concerned.
And we are, like, the fourth best podcast.
Well, I mean, we're the only one. But
Let's be real. We're number four. I mean, there's quantifiable...
Right.
Numbers.
Yeah. Well, who's three? I can think of two that are ahead of us.
Oh, so we're number three.
We might be three.
If there's any other ones that are ahead of us.
Yeah.
Unless it's like...
There's two for sure that are ahead of us.
That's From the Back Line.
And AFTN.
And AFTN. I noticed that AFTN is on the radio.
Yeah.
And is it a call-in show?
Yeah. Oh, that I don't know, but I bet we could guest on the show. I mean,
Michael... I don't want to guest. I want to call in.
Well, Michael might have you call in. He's...
You know what I mean.
Well, yeah.
I don't want to officially call in as myself and have a conversation.
Like the Cooligans. You don't want to do like an actual, like, nice...
I want to... Well, see, again...
Cooligans. They have been a really big...
They're also great
guys and good comedians.
Yeah, because I was just going to say, I saw one of them... I watched a clip of one of them doing stand-up, and it was really funny.
Alexis or Christian?
I believe it was Christian.
Okay.
But I think they're both really funny, too, because I talked to a few people who live in New York City that I know. Alex Pavone. And he says they're really funny comics.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah, they've been really cool. As has Greg A.
Yes, thank you, Greg A.
Who tweeted at us during the game that he was standing close to us and that he noticed us and that we were his favorite podcast.
Yeah, and he said he was, like, nervous to come talk
to us.
Well,
he was being a bit of a goofball. I think he was being silly.
It could be that, or it could be that
Greg A.
has social anxiety.
Oh, that's cool, too. I have that for sure.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I didn't want him to come talk to us.
No, I know you definitely didn't. But that's fine. I can handle it.
Yeah, you can handle it.
I can
handle
Greg, it for us.
Not in a way that I don't like you. I would love to, you know, if, like, eventually if you're standing beside us, we would have had a chat and everything. But in the moment, I was, like, watching the game, and I was just like, oh, man, it might be weird or something. But you don't seem weird.
He seems like a cool guy.
So anyways, next time if you do see us, Greg, even me, come up and say hi, because now you're like my friend. So
it is fun, though. We have had a few. We met Lord Jord.
Who's Lord Jord?
The guy that listens to the show. He was standing beside Andrew in the Breakfast Club. We said hi to him.
Oh, yeah, Lord Jord.
Okay. Yeah,
I didn't know that he was a listener. I thought he was our friend of Andrew's.
No, listener. And also...
Lord Jordan. Hey, shout out Lord Jordan. He seemed really cool and nice. You're
and
cool
I also,
guy.
On the way up the stairs, I met Salish C.
Oh, Chris. Salish C.
Yeah.
Do we have a good relationship?
Yeah, we have a good relationship with him. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. He's a member of the Pigeon Casuals.
Pigeon Casuals. Yeah. Are they cool?
They're cool.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Because Chris is cool. So the Pigeon Casuals are one of the few groups that are cool.
Support.
Although, isn't that one guy... What's that one guy? Isn't
no good boyo.
Isn't he part of it?
No, his is like the Shit Larks or
something.
Yeah,
probably
something. It?
He's a real troublemaker. I kind of respect him because I'm a troublemaker online too. But we still don't like him, and he's banned from the show.
Oh, he's the most banned of anyone who has been banned.
But I have respect for him. Yeah. Anyway, so if it is a call-in show, I'd love to call in as different characters in a funny way.
AFTN, you mean?
Yeah, AFTN.
Yeah, I think you could definitely create like a casual Whitecaps fan character.
It would have nothing to do with the Whitecaps.
Oh, you would do it. Okay.
That would be about jacking off.
Oh, well, you probably shouldn't have said that, because now he's definitely not going to let you call in.
He doesn't listen.
Who? Well, no, but he follows us.
You know, but I'm not gonna tweet it. But you know what was I think the other
you
guy.
You might tweet it.
No, I won't. I was discussing at the game how funny it is. I think I've said it before, maybe even on the podcast, that I get to tweet things from the podcast account, and then people don't know if it's me or John. I mean, people who know us know if it's me or John.
Yeah, I think they know because I tweet only nice stuff and you tweet very questionable things.
Maybe if you follow us and if you listen to the podcast.
Yeah, if you listen to the podcast, you probably can
tell. You can probably tell who's... It is very much what you would guess as far as who's posting what.
Yeah, we're not switching it around at all.
No. Sure. I'm not posting nice things. Although every now and then... Like Carl Robinson's a bad manager. That's the tweet at the center of this controversy.
That's true. And that was definitely all you.
Definitely me.
I mean, I don't think he's a good manager either, but no. I don't take it as seriously as you do.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, we got to get to the game. We have a short
we beat Real Salt Lake, so go to hell.
And we have three matches coming up. We're in fantastic position. I was discussing, we needed Seattle to not win, which they didn't. Drew I think at home the Galaxy. So well done, Galaxy. Just haven't been able to get a result
at home
forever.
But on the road
that's right
on
that's
the road
right.
They somehow are much better than...
So it was actually...
Well, they got rid of Yelavandame, so that probably helps their yellow card accumulation and general shittiness.
Yeah, he was getting
pretty bad.
Getting a little slow, mm-hmm. maybe. You know, sometimes those older defenders.
Yeah. When we played them at home and we scored two,
I mean, then they were getting lit
on
up.
The road.
They were getting...
But I just feel like our speed really, you could notice it when you played our team. That
well,
it
we
was
have,
like,
yeah, tons of pace of now, especially just pace all over the place.
Yeah. Friend of the show, Patrick Johnson, was writing about that today in the Province.
Oh, about the speed.
It's about how the Whitecaps kill you with speed. And
Jordy...
And the RSL, Mike Petke, the coach, talked about it after the game. He said, we know Vancouver's one of the fastest teams in the league, so we purposely played back a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. I mean, Jordy is a big part of that.
Yeah.
Because the way he explodes out of the back towards their back line, he never holds back. It's really fun to watch, to be honest. Davies does a similar...
He does, too.
I think, although Davies is a little less in control.
Yeah, and he lacks a bit of the finish once Jordy seems to have a little bit more sense around in the final third.
Yeah, most definitely. Scored a beautiful goal, obviously.
Yes.
It turned out to be the winner. Beautiful. And I watched that, by the way, on the replay, and Nowitzki still made a good play to put pressure on Joao Plata, but he really... Javada slipped, really, for the most part, and just sort of gave the ball up to him pretty cheaply. You know, he didn't, Nowitzki didn't win it.
Right.
He didn't tackle him and win the ball. He just kind of put pressure on his back and caused him to make a mistake, but then played a great ball into Bernie.
Yeah, and Bernie plays a great ball across.
Yeah, Bernie, which looks like a catastrophe at first because you think that he's shooting. Right.
Was shooting for sure.
You never know. He might have been and gotten lucky, but it didn't.
No,
look
he
like
said
it.
He said in the...
Well, you would say.
I mean, I guess.
You know, he hit it awfully hard, but I think he saw him for sure. And there were two guys.
Well, he admitted he didn't see him.
Oh,
he said that...
He was playing it across.
He was playing it across because he said that he noticed the defenders were coming over, and he was like, I was just trying to play it into a spot.
Yeah, and there was someone else in front. I suppose it was probably Freddie.
Yeah.
That the ball went over... So there was somebody else there as well. The two Whitecaps players that you'd see even if you glanced up. But yeah, it was a good goal. And at the time, was the insurance goal, but turned out to be the winner because we gave up.
Yeah, gave up a really bad goal.
Yeah. Anyway,
Jordan Harvey and our Breck Daddy, probably both slightly responsible.
Breck Daddy not tracking back at all.
No.
And that's when you come on the field and you got fresh legs, and the whole reason you're being brought on the field
is to track back.
Of course.
Yeah. So especially when you're winning
3-1. 3-1. It's not to score a goal. It's to make sure that maintain your shape defensively.
Well, that's a couple games now where he's been subbed in and has managed a sub-6 rating on scored. Like, he's
really
actually negatively impacting when he comes on.
Yeah, he's... Oh, you did the sound thing again. He's... definitely as streaky a player as we have, you know, as inconsistent, because he's played very well.
Yeah, and he's finished well. Like, he's had some good chances and taken them.
He can finish, and I think he still adds value. I don't know that he'll be around next year. I was discussing, I think it seems to me like, I mean, hey, we're in a great position now this year to contend, but we're really setting up well for next year as well.
Yeah.
Adding all of these players, I love it. Adding all of these players who are...
Yeah, because we got a new signing this week, Nosa.
Of course. How do you pronounce his name?
Igbobor, I think.
Yeah, from Nigeria.
Yeah.
But a highly rated midfielder. I mean, we're adding these players. Ali Ghazal played very well, considering, yeah, especially like you said, he hasn't played in an awfully long time.
Yeah.
So he looked like he's gonna fit in, and Laba probably means Laba's gone.
Probably.
I mean, he's gone for the season, but probably means that he's gone. He was talking.
It certainly seemed like he was really close to having a deal with Racing, I guess is how you say
Santander?
It. Santander? No, that's a Spanish league. Mm. But the Argentinian team.
What's their
nothing. It's just
it's just that.
So I don't know if it's Racing or just Racing because it's. I don't know. It's very annoying.
I guess they're not racing to get themselves a new name. Sorry, I've been listening to Chip Chipperson a lot.
It's a real problem.
You guys know Chip Chipperson? I talk about him on the podcast.
Yeah.
He's Jim Norton character. He makes really bad jokes. Like, that's his whole, like, he would say, you know, like the one I did before.
Yeah.
What did you say? Oh, first responders. And I was like, where are the second responders?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's the type of joke that he and I would do.
No, everyone, I think, likes it when you do that.
They like it when he does it.
Well, yeah, but he's famous.
And very funny. Much funnier, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Okay, so who got our goals then? Oh, I mean, Teixeira played great out of the gate. He looked the most dangerous had a chance that a right-footed shot that he played across. Obviously, his right foot's not his strongest, although, I mean, he scored.
And a nice goal, turning.
But didn't hit it with a lot of pace.
No.
It was... curling away from Ramondo. We yelled at him good.
Yeah, he didn't.
We kept telling him that the goals were his fault. I started it, it's all your fault chant. I mean, it probably was going to get started anyways, but I definitely started it. And then when they announced the goal, and then so we had to cheer for the goal, but then I started it again. I made sure that we continued to chant, it's all your fault afterwards, because I wanted him to know that it was all his fault.
He knew.
Yeah, but that goal, the first goal was his fault as well, because I feel like
you got to think that another keeper might have had it.
You just got to have a stronger hand on that, you know, like because the ball's not hit with a lot of pace.
No,
and although it's curling, which makes it harder, you just got to have a stronger hand. He's got to be able to push that around the outside of the post, and he'd feel terrible about that goal, I'm sure. So that puts us up 1-0. Actually, should I pull it up? Do you know what the
pretty early, like I want to say one was 18th early. Minute maybe, and then Real scored in like the 36 something like that to tie it 1-1 on a goal that we thought Oosted should have had.
We thought Oosted should have had.
Oosted, yeah.
I'm not a robot, you motherfucker. Who scored? Just asked me if I was a robot. Oh fucking.
But what if for what? Shit. It's not like you're buying tickets.
Yeah, that's what I mean. What the fuck is your problem? Okay. Oh, whatever. Jesus. And then this will be edited out. This will only be on the live stream.
Right.
And again, you can get that live stream and we will send it to you. If you slide into the DMs with a poem, and we will, you can let us know if you want us to publish the poems or not. I shouldn't say that. We will publish all of the poems.
And probably read them on the show.
Yes.
Some of them.
But maybe, you can let us know if you want it to be anonymous or if you want it to be, because art and poetry should not be censored. No, wait.
That's not.
Wait, no. That actually seems like it could be a trick. Like we say that to people and then we out them.
We just say their name anyway.
We dox them.
Yeah, we could dox them.
Yeah, I've been working on doxing a few people lately for legit reasons, though. I wouldn't dox anyone for like.
What's your legit reason?
Anyways, okay, so let's...
We normally have trouble finding when things happen on here. Don't we normally go to the MLS site?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, timeline. Okay, here we go.
I think I've got it figured out here. I don't know. Yeah, here it is. It's got it all right in front of our fucking faces here. Okay. So, yeah, first goal was in the 29th minute. From 29.
I thought it was earlier than that.
Well, you're on your fucking phone the whole time. How would you know? You're on your Twitter. Oh, my God. You're sitting there on your Twitter seeing how many followers you have, making sure you're still verified. You check it every 5 minutes and you say, oh, it's still verified. And I'm like, yeah, it doesn't go away, but you keep bringing your phone out. And by the way, it's arrogant when none of us are verified that are standing with you. And none of us, I don't think, in the general vicinity. Maybe the guy with the blue helmet here.
I don't think he knows what Twitter is. I'll be fully honest with you. I don't think he knows.
Imagine he had a verified account.
Oh, yeah. At helmet hair.
Yeah. And the next goal. So they scored. Fairly soon after that goal came as well. So in the 37th minute.
Oh, I said that.
Did you say
36 or 37?
Oh, somewhere around. Well done on that.
Thank you, my friend.
I guess you weren't on your phone for that portion. And yeah, I know you weren't actually, because we were yelling at Usted. Not yelling at him, but we were saying like, oh, come on, man.
I think, well, I did actually say it's all your fault.
Oh, yeah.
To our own
keeper. That's right.
I did actually do that.
As a goof.
As a goof.
Just yeah, you weren't really starting
to scream it. I wasn't like, I was like, oh, Usted. Like, it was just a little quiet, kind of, just for the boys.
So, Waston, that goal, does that goal come off of a corner?
Waston's? It was off a corner. Timmy P with the header.
That again. That
just kind of goes off the post. Like Raimondo kind of, you look.
Because again.
He looked like a non-professional goalie. Like totally. He was kind of like stumbling after the ball and then he kind of pushes it onto the post.
Which was because it had, again, had
no pace.
No pace to it.
I mean, it was coming
all
back across goal, but still.
But I didn't even think it was going to be on net. Like I thought it was a back across goal when I saw it because it had so little pace on it. But yeah. Beat him and he was beat. Like, I mean, it would probably gone in if it didn't hit the post. But yeah, came off the post and then Waston had a nice finish, which I guess earned him man of the match because otherwise I didn't think he had a great game. I mean, we always need him in there and he's
strong.
Linchpin, but he was particularly, we think he played midweek.
He looked a little tired.
He looked a little sluggish.
Two games too. He played Saturday and Wednesday.
Yeah, and he looked it. A lot of lazy giveaways.
He's not
even
playing
for him
tomorrow. You got to think.
Oh yeah, I would think maybe
against
you see
Mond. You probably see Mond tomorrow.
I don't mind that. Which let's give fine, him yeah. give him a
well,
run.
Well, why else would we have brought him in, right?
Yeah,
from Real Salt Lake.
And we were saying you probably okay. And we should mention. So at that point, then Jordi Reyna scores a beautiful goal that we discussed. And then Beltran in the 83rd minute
his first goal in his like 200th MLS game.
And John's on his phone making plans for tonight, and all of a sudden he looks up. What the fuck?
That is actually true. I was actually looking at my phone when they scored. That is
he
true.
He looks up and says,
I will give
hell?
You that. I'm not on my phone.
John, you don't see it. You don't see it.
What do you mean I don't see
it? That you were on your phone all the time. Like to you, it seems normal because you're just in your own life. And so you think, oh, this is a normal amount to be on my phone. And because you're always on your phone, other people tend to be on their phones around you. So then you think that it's a regular amount to be on your phone.
Okay.
Anyways, but see, my phone's over there filming. I don't even care. You know? The truth is, my phone broke, and I... Actually, the game, I... But right before the game, I had to get a new phone, and it was a nightmare. And now you're on your phone. And this is supposed to be a joke, right? I get it. Well, anyways. So, Jordi Reyna, it turns out to be the winning goal. We think probably you'll see Bola, maybe Davies starting...
Yeah, I mean, well, it depends on how severe Bola's injury is.
Oh, Bola's out, that's right. So you'll see Davies starting, I'm guessing. Other than that, you might see Freddie sitting on the bench we're talking about against Minnesota.
You would think so.
See Hurtado, who was that?
Or
Tim
maybe
Hortons.
Breck gets a start up top.
He played pretty poorly. I think he starts Hurtado as much as it pains me. And Hurtado was at Tim Hortons, and I do want to shout out and say it's bullshit that...
Yeah, that was really funny.
Because I wanted to go and get a picture with Hurtado, and they tweeted out the Whitecaps, the wonderful social media staff of the Whitecaps, said, hey, these guys are at
this is
Tim
last
Hortons.
Night.
Last night.
Last night, they're saying and Eric Hurtado and Jordan Harvey, probably our two favorite players,
are at separate Tim Hortons.
Jordan Caldwell, my apologies.
Come hang out. And so everyone starts tweeting back, like, what time, you dunces?
Yeah.
They didn't even say dunces. They were nice about it. They're like, what time? What time? No response.
No response.
Then this morning, they say, come on down. He's here.
Yeah. And at 9:30.
They say he's here till 10, and I didn't have enough time to even go down. And I think that he wanted to do it. He said, hey, this is a great idea. I'll go do this. And they're like, oh, okay. But they didn't want people to show up because they knew people would be like, hey, man, you got to get your act together. All right. Thanks so much, guys. We have to run because we have to go to a show. And I hope you liked the live stream and enjoy yourselves. And yeah, other than that, that's the end of it. And if you didn't like it, who gives a shit? This is a fucking joke anyways. What's up? You want to say bye?
Yeah, fuck him.
Oh, you said bye to the kid. Okay, good night. Oh, fuck. Ah.
No one knows what it's like to be a Cats fan. 27% possession. Podcast FC. No one knows what it's like to do a podcast when no one listens. Podcast FC.